On the phone now with Coach Wes Croy of the Trenton Bulldogs. A rough season, but a young team. 4-6. They were close to 500, but they had a couple of players and senior players, actually, that really led this team and gave the young men behind them a lot of encouragement and also led by example, of course. Coach Croy, thank you for your time and joining us for the broadcast. Let's hear about your first player here. Senior, tight end, defensive back, tall guy. But let's hear about Chris Kurtz.
Chris, a great player for us. His older brother was a great player for us 4 or 5 years ago, and we've known Chris for a long, long time. We've kind of seen him grow up around here, and he's a great kid. Made a lot of plays for us offensively. Had 26 catches, averaged 20 yards a catch, 7 touchdown passes, and really had an outstanding year. And also on the defensive side, he led us in interceptions, and it was really a great player, a great example to our younger kids. Real yes sir and no sir type kid, very respectful to his coaches, very respectful to his teachers, and like I said, just a good role model for our younger kids to look at, and kind of exemplifies what we want our kids to be like here at Trenton, and very proud of him. He's going to go on to college. He's not sure what his plans are at this point in time, but he'll definitely go to college somewhere. Might play football, might not, but he's going to be very successful in life just because of the type of kid he is and the way he was raised, his great parents.
Well, of course, his teammates responded to him well. How about his fellow classmates, those that weren't even tied into football? What kind of impact did he make in the classrooms and hallways?
Well, he's a kid that's always got a smile on his face. He's nice to everybody. Doesn't matter, you know, if you're a junior or a senior, a male or a female, an athlete, a non-athlete. Chris is going to have a smile on his face and treat everyone with a lot of respect. And because of that, he's very well respected in our school and very looked up to. And the teachers and coaches and everyone think a lot of him. And he's a great kid. And on top of that, he's a very good football player. He's a good basketball player, good track athlete in the spring. So he's an All-American kid and a kid that we're definitely going to miss, but also one that we're going to, we're going to have a part of him around for a long time because of what he gave the kids behind him.
Well, he sounds like an excellent person and an excellent athlete, so we're glad to have him on the Dream Team, Coach. And the best of luck to Mr. Kurtz. And now we're going to move on to the next player, another senior for you. So unfortunately, you're saying goodbye to these kids, but let's hear about Josh Davis.
Same type of thing. Josh was a leader. He was a co-captain along with Chris. Both those guys were pretty much unanimously selected by their teammates. Josh anchored our offensive and defensive line this year. We're a split back veer team. We run the ball a lot. And we run it. We run it behind our strong tackle, and that was Josh's job this year. And he did a great job. I mean, he's another kid that's a hard worker, does a good job in the weight room, always gives you great effort at practice, always gives you great effort in games, and really does things the right way on the field and off the field. And I couldn't ask for two better kids to lead our football program this year. Both Chris and Josh really exemplify everything that we want in an athlete, a football player here at Trenton High School. And Josh is another kid that not sure if he's going to play college football. He will have an opportunity to, but he's trying to decide if that's the direction he wants to go. But another kid's going to be very successful in life. Just a great work ethic, a good family. He's raised well, and a kid that we're going to miss down the road.
Well, that's great to hear. Both these young men are going to be going to college and seeking higher education. And, yes, football could be a part of it, but that's great to hear that they are pursuing secondary academics, and that's good stuff. Coach, of course, they are seniors. What are your parting words to you, young men? I know you'll see them in the hallways, of course, but just now as the football season is wrapping up and you know, what you hope for them and also what you expect for your squad and the underclassmen behind them as they get ready for 2014.
Well, I mean, I want to tell them, thank you. Both those guys, thank you. Both of their, their classmates, this senior group was a special group. They've had to scratch and fight for everything they've got. They've struggled coming up through, and 4 wins doesn't sound like a lot, but from where this group came from when they were, middle schoolers, they really developed well for us. I'm very proud of them, and we're going to miss them. They set a good example for a group of kids that should be really good next year. And we have started 6 sophomores this year, and And, you know, those kids had a lot of experience on Fridays. We had to rush a couple of them, but, all that is going to pay off for us down the road. And these two guys, Josh and Chris, along with their classmates, are a big part of that.
Well, Coach Croy, we appreciate your time and your contribution to our dream team and, of course, these young men, and I wish them the best of luck. And best of luck to the Trenton Bulldogs in 2014. Coach, definitely stay in touch with us. We want to hear great things out of you guys next year.
We sure will. We appreciate your coverage. Thank you so much for including us and our kids on your dream team.
Our pleasure. Thank you. Coach Wes Croy of the Trenton Bulldogs, and he's just made his contribution to the KMZU 2013 football dream team.